Page 7. It lasted until 1783, when a peace treaty was signed. George Washington became the first president in 1789. In the early 19th century, more and more people arrived from Europe. Europe was crowded, and poor people couldn't buy land and have their own farms there. But in the U.S., there was plenty of land in the West, and it was cheap, or even free. The only trouble was that this land really belonged to the Native Americans. There was a lot of fighting between the settlers and the Native Americans, but the settlers had the help of the U.S. military, so they slowly took over most of the land. The Native Americans were forced to move to special areas called reservations. The reservations were not on good land, and the Native Americans were very badly treated. But as they were so few in numbers, they couldn't fight back. In the early 17th century, slaves were brought over from Africa to work in the cotton, sugar, and tobacco fields in the southern states. Many were treated horribly, and they were hardly considered human. The northern states had no slaves, and they were against slavery. This led to the Civil War from 1861 to 1865. The North won, and slavery was abolished, but even today, African Americans are not always treated the same as white people. At the end of the 19th century, industry became very important in the U.S., and a lot more people came from Europe to work in factories and mines. After World War II, people came from all over the world, especially from Asia and South America. Now, the U.S. has people from every country in the world. You can see this if you visit any big U.S. city, like New York.